Dit chazor is dan als een nishmas habachai cheskel shraga ben Rabbam Yehuda. Mesech des brachas daf tes. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel's children asked him if they can say Shema even though it was past chatzos. The Gemara asks, didn't they know that that was their father's shita? The Gemara explains that they were asking, we understand that the Rabbanon argue with you and say it's till chatzos, so is it a true machloikis? And therefore, the Rabbanon, we must follow the Rabbanon who are the Rabbim and it's after chatzos, we can't say Shema, or is it that the Rabbanon truly agree with you and it's only as a siyag that they limit the time until chatzos? And Rabbi Gamliel told him it's only a siyag. And Rabbi Gamliel continued and said, whenever the Rabbanon say until chatzos, it actually is until alois, but it's only a siyag that the Rabbanon limit the time till chatzos. The Mishnah gives examples of things that are limited until chatzos, which are truly allowed to be done until alois hashachar. And the Mishnah gives the example of bringing the chalavim and the avarim on the mizbeach. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah does not give an example of the carbon pesach, which seems to be that the Mishnah holds that it must be done until chatzos, and it may not be brought all the way until alois hashachar. However, we have a brisa that says that the carbon pesach can be brought all the way until amud hashachar, and this seems to be soiser our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef says, we can say that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of Abraisa, who learns from Gzeira Shava, from Makas Bechoyres, that just like that was until Chatzais, at Chatzais, so too the Korban Pesach can only be brought or eaten until Chatzais, whereas the Braisa that says that it can be brought to Lamar HaShachar follows Rabbi Akiva, who learns that the Pasuk says that the Korban Pesach should be eaten Bechi Pozoin, which means Ad Shas Chi Pozoin, which means until the morning, until the Eden were rushed out of Mitzrayim. In fact, we find another Braisa where there's the same machlekes regarding the eating of the Korban Pesach. The Gemara continues dealing with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim says, "Daber no bi'oznei ha'om." Hashem told Moshe to ask, please, "Daber no," to ask, please, that the Yidden take the borrow from Mitzrayim before they leave Mitzrayim. The Devei Rabbi Yana explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked with a bakosha that the Yidden do that so that the Avraham Avinu should not have a taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that when this that you told me that there'll be avodim that you were mekuyim, but when you told me that they're going to leave Acher Kenyes to Berchush Gadol that you weren't mekayim with them. So therefore, he asked Beloshim Bakosha to that the Yidden should please take the possessions of the Mitzrayim for when they leave Mitzrayim. The pasuk says Vayash Ilum that the Mitzrayim lent their items to the Yidden. Rabbi Ami says this teaches that it was done against their will. Some say it means against the will of the Mitzrayim that they give away their possessions. Others say it means against the will of Klal Yisrael because they did not want to take on extra things that they would have to carry and schlep with them as they left Mitzrayim for the Midbar. The Pasuk says Vayenatzu es Mitzrayim, they emptied out Mitzrayim. Rabbi Ami says it teaches that they emptied out Mitzrayim like a trap that has no bait in it. Rish Lakish says it means that they emptied it out like a pond that has no fish in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that I am Eheke Asher Eheke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, I am with them in this Golos, I will be with them in all future Golosin. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we shouldn't really tell them about future Golosin right now if they're suffering through this Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Eheke, tell them Eheke Shalachani Aleichem, with only one Eheke, meaning yes, only refer to this Golos. As the Mashal explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never intended for Moshe to pass the message of Eheke Asher Eheke to the Klal Yisrael, that was meant only for Moshe. Eliyahu, when he was on Har HaKarmel, said Aneini Hashem Aneini, also using this double lashon. Rabbi Vovo explains, Eliyahu was asking for two things. Number one, he was asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu send down a fire to consume everything that was on the Mizbeach, and he was also asking that he not allow the people to think that the fire came through any type of kishuf. Rather, they should know it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next Mishnah asks, when can we say Kriyat Shema of Shachris? The Mishnah says, when you can tell the difference between blue wool and white wool. Or Eliezer says, when you can tell the difference between blue and green. Until when can you say it? Until Netzach Hama. Rabbi Yeshua says, until 3 hours into the day, because kings still get up at 3 hours into the day. Anyone who reads Shema Shel Shachris after that time, they haven't done anything wrong. It's rather like someone who's just reading in the Torah. The Gemara explains that the difference between blue and white wool, when we say that you can see the difference, it doesn't refer to a bunch of white wool and a bunch of blue wool that's easily seen even at night. Rather, it refers to a piece of wool that was dyed blue but not evenly dyed. And when you can see the difference in the level of dyes, that's when you can say Kriyat Shema. Bryce says, or Ermei says, it's when you can see the difference between a wolf and a dog. Rabbi Kiva says, when you can see the difference between a wild donkey and a domesticated donkey. Others say, when you can see a friend who you know somewhat 4 amos away and you're able to recognize him. Rav Huna Paskins, like the Acherim, Abaye says we pass like the Acherim regarding Tefillin. But for Kriyat Shema, we do like the Vesikin, which Rabbi Yochanan said the Vesikin would finish Shema at Netzacham and then immediately follow that with Shemana Esrei. And that way they were Soymech Gula L'Tfila. Rabbi Yosef ben Yochum testified that anyone who's Soymech Gula L'Tfila will be saved from anything happening wrong to him that entire day. Although we've learned that the Rabbanan instituted to say Hashem Sfosai Tiftach before Shemana Esrei, so how could we ever be Soymech Gula L'Tfila? Once the Maskanas HaGemara is that once it's instituted as a tefillah, it becomes part of the tefillah, and therefore it's not considered to be a hefsek between gula l'tefillah. The Rabbanan also instituted to say yu l'ratzon imrei fi after the Shemana Esrei. Why was it instituted after? Because just like we find that David HaMelech first said it after 18 kapitlach of Tehillim, he finally said yu l'ratzon, so too we say it after the 18 brachas of Shemana Esrei. Although it seems to be after 19 kapitlach, the first two kapitlach of Tehillim are truly one.